Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're going to be doing the requirement of Bdikas Chametz and the Halachos of Travelers. I do have it. Okay. So, I'd like to share with you, Rav Miller today gave an amazing, amazing shiur. I was lucky, I was walking out with somebody, and I heard the shiur, and I walked in. It was fantastic how he was makif so many different topics. I want to talk about one of the topics that he discussed today, and that is the requirement of Bedikas Chametz, the halachos of travelers. This is a topic I feel a little bit passionately about. I've spoken about this in the past. It's not the first time I'm doing this shiur. And I'd like to share with you what for years I always thought was the MS. I still believe is the MS, but I see that more and more people don't understand the sugya exactly the way I did. So I want to throw it out to the Avrichim also. Let me start with the Shaila, to sort of crunch the Shaila. Years ago, someone told me a name of a big Talmud Chacham. Someone was talking to me, a friend of mine was talking to me, and he said, I'm leaving for Pesach. I'm going to my parents, my in-laws, Florida, Yerushalayim, same thing. So I'm traveling, and I spoke to a Rav, and a Rav suggested I do a Mechiras Yud Gimel, and then I don't have to worry about Bedika. Ad kan divrei chaveri. So I started thinking about that. Does that psak make sense with the sugya the way I understood it? All the way in the back, the next year I felt passionately about it. I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak. It's been a while since I've put out a sefer. But it's been a while since, maybe next year I'll write an article in the Beis Yitzchak again. But it's one of my last articles I ever wrote in the Beis Yitzchak. One of the only articles that I wrote that was halacha lemaisa. And where I argued that there's a lot of makor, there is a real source to say that isn't the correct approach lechatchila according to many poskim. So, in order to deal with the sugya, we're going to start from the beginning. The Gemara Davov, Rav Miller made reference quickly to machlokes between the Tur and the Rav Yoh. We'll do that inside. Then he mentioned the Tshuvas Binyan Olam. Sam Sofer, he mentioned all of them quickly because he did seven massive topics. So we're choosing one and be ma'ayin Be'ezer Hashem a little bit more. Zok de Heilige Gemara da Vov Amid Aleph in Psachim. Seven lines into the wide. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. The Gemara is teaching different halachos of Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, in regards to Bedikas Chametz. And he says the following. Hamifarish vayoytze b'shayora koydim shloishim yoyim. Ein zokuk levarit. If somebody is traveling 30 days, more than 30 days before Pesach, and it was before Purim, then he doesn't need to do biur chametz. Tosh shloishim yoyim, if he's leaving within 30 days, zokuk levarit, then he has to do biur. Amar Abaye. Only if he's going to come back, because if he's not going to come back, he's not going to be nichshal in chametz. He could be mafkirit. But if he's planning to come back and he still wants that chametz, so then he should have to do bedik even if he leaves by Rosh Hashanah. Hello, my Rav. Hadamrit kodim shloshim yom ein zakek levayer. Lo amaran ein she'ein ella she'ein daito lachzer. Avo daito lachzer afil merashan zakek levayer. This, in another shir I've discussed, is in my opinion directly connected to the concept of kodim achak shloshim yom. There's a mitzvah to be osek in the mitzvahs hayom. And therefore, that's also a gemara in the first parak of Pesachim. And therefore, Chazal said that already from 30 days before Pesach, there is a unique chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz. And that is, that an individual who's leaving, and it's not Daito Lachzer, and he could have just as well do Bittul, in the place that he is. Nevertheless, there is chal l'chiyuv bedika 30 days before Pesach. That's how we explain the Gemara. And take a look, that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Simin tof lamid vav. Hamefarish by yabosh al yam. O yotze b'sheyara. Ve'eino maniach bebeso mishi yivdok. Tosho shinyom zokuk livdok v'lo yivarech. Now, of course, this is very much halacha l'maisa. We're learning here in the Grus Kolel. And there are many people who will be going away for Pesach. And if the simple halacha, and in my opinion, the simple halacha is going to be acharei kechleis hakol with all the cheshbonos. L'anias daiti, emphasis on anius. L'anias daiti is what seems to me to be the correct halacha. And that is that if a person is leaving within 30 days, I don't care if they're going to sell the chametz, mechiris yud dalet, mechiris yud gimel, there's a chiyuv for them to do bedika the night before they leave. Of course, the difference between 30 days and the night prior to Pesach, Lel Yugimel, is that a Lel Yugimel you make a bracha. 30 days is a takana midrabanan, but without a chiyuv bracha. Now, if you will, tsarich iyun, why is that so? Why is it that if a person leaves, simple halacha in the Gemara, when a person leaves, that the halacha is that he needs to do a bedika, even if he knows he's not going to return? And the answer is pashut. It's a takana midrabanan. Chazal may created a chiyuv to do bedika the night of the 13th, and Chazal also made a chiyuv, a takana midrabanan, that within 30 days, if you're not going to be there, then you have to do bedika as well. And it might not have anything to do with the fact that the person will be over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. Again, because he's not Daito Lachzer. The other concerns that he might find a Gluska Yafa and so on and so forth, that might not apply. But nevertheless, Chazal made a Takana Bedika. Now, of course, the meta issue is, why did they make such a Takana that way? And we're going to answer the why in two stages. We're going to answer it in the Halacha Shir, and then we're going to answer it in Hashkafa in the 10-minute Mussar as well. But this is the basic Halacha before we get to a very Lamdusha Machlekes Rishonim, and then a Lamdusha Machlekes Achrayim, and then a whole Diyun of how we Paskin. The Lamdusha Machlekes Rishonim is wild. Take a look in Simin Tav Lamid Vav. Tav Lamid Vav. It's just the photocopy is backwards. That's all. Tav Lamid Vav. That was backwards 5 years ago when I photocopied the Tivari. 5 years before I gave it to Yomo. Don't worry, Yomo didn't do it backwards. Tav Lamid Vav Siv Gimel. The tour writes the following. Rav Rafi could attest that I don't have anybody like Yomo in the Tivari. I usually end up making a lot of mistakes in the photocopy because I don't want to bother the guys in morning seder. Tav Lamid Vav Gimel. Kasav Avi Ezri. Here's a fascinating Machlokes Rishonim. I never would have thought of the position of the Avi Ezri. Kasav Avi Ezri. Yisrael Hayotze Mi Beis Hagoy. A Jew has been living in the house of a Gentile. Toch shloshim yom. And it's within 30 days. Sarich levayer af al pi shagoy yitein boi chametz. Shamitzvah muteles al Yisrael levayer kishiyartze mimenu. Rabbi Osa, you hear this? This is wild. The Rav Yah says that if a Jew leaves the house of a Gentile and he has his own chametz there, and therefore the chametz is going to become the Gentile's. It's not the Jew's house, it's the Gentile's house. Nevertheless, he's got to get rid of the chametz. What's the Rav Yehuda doing? He's just taking Rav Yehuda Marav and he's taking it a step further. He says, once there's a chiyuv bedika, even if the chametz is going to belong to a guy on Pesach, you now have a chiyuv to do bedika and remove it already now, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even though it's the guy's apartment and it's going to become the guy's. The Torah says, this is too far, this is too much. That's not what Rav Yehuda Amarav meant. Rav Yehuda Amarav meant that you are leaving your own tent. And then you go somewhere else. But if you're leaving in the Rishus of a guy and it's going to belong to a guy, then in such a case, the Torah says you don't have to be Machmir. Zok de Heilig Tur, Venirali, Shein Sarach Livdoik, Kivan Shahagoy Nichnas Bebeisai, Afim Nish at the end of Simon Tov Lamidvav, Afim Nishar Li Yisrael Chometz, Vadai Misyayish Mimenu Vein Lachef, Gergodol Mizeh. The Jew is definitely Miyayish, and there isn't going to be a Chiyuv. So we see how far Rav Yehuda Amarav goes, according to Rav Yah. Rav Yah says, even if a guy goes himself. How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? That's what Rav Miller Shlita started with in Tav Lamed Vav Gimel. Let's take a look. Going back, we have the Shulchan Aruch first, before we have the tour. Zok Deheilegim Echaber, Tav Lamed Vav Gimel. 2 days, Yisrael Ayotzim Beisein Yehudi Tov Shoshim Yom. V'nichnas b'bayis acher b'ir zu. Aholech l'ir acheres. Eino tzarech levar b'bayis eini Yehudi. Sha'arei yikai mitzvahs b'ir b'bayis b'bayis acher. He doesn't have to do anything because he's going to be kind of the mitzvah of b'ir in the other person's house. Now, Rabbos, I just want to stop over here. Even the lenient position only says that he doesn't have to do anything because he's going to be mekayim the mitzvahs b'ir b'bayis acher. Aval imu mefar sheyotz b'sherev lo yikanes b'pesach habayis yesh mishom shechalov choy v'sabir kim shutov shoshiyam v'tzarech la levar bayis heinudu shutz emenu k'del kaim mitzvah spiur v'achal pi sheinu yehudi yikanes b'bayis b'pesach. Some say you still have to do it. Yesh omremein sheinu tzarki shenichnas bo heinu yehudi. So the first day the mechaber paskins that you still need to do bedika and biur. While the Ramah quotes Yeshomrim who's Megal. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Brura on the next page, the first line says Uladina. This is on page Tes in the standard division of Chelakei in the Mishnah Brura. Uladina Yeshdeos Bein Achronim Ikedas HaMechabok Yeshom Shuva B'Ramah. So machlokis, how do we paskin? Like the mechaber or like the Ramah? V'nira, dim nichnas bo anachri yesh lahakel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, 3 lines on the top and page test, that if a goy is going to come in, so then in such a case, you could be mekel. So Mishnah Berurah is mekel on that shayla. So what do we see is that the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is that you don't have to do bedika and biur in an instance where a guy is going to move in. Now this brings the Mishnah Berurah to a fascinating application that applies not only to the traveler, every single person who's doing bedikas chametz and mechiras chametz. Every single person who's doing bedikas chametz and mechiras chametz. And that is the following. Even though we're makel, like the tour, that says that when you leave, you don't have to do bedika if the guy is going to get it. That's only when the guy is getting it on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But how do we do it? We have 5 rooms. You take all your chametz and you put it into 1 room and you sell that room to the guy. Pardon me. I'm an Israeli. 5 rooms is a big house. So the 5 rooms, and you put one of them into, and then, okay. But wait a second. The night of Bedikas Chametz, when does the Mechira take effect? On the night of Bedikas Chametz? The answer is no. Bedikas Chametz, the Mechira Chametz takes effect the next day, because we don't want to steal from Goyim. And therefore, we want it to take effect only after the Isra Achila. And that's how a Shtar Mechira is written. So now, even according to the most lenient position, you have a problem. And that is, and everybody has this problem, and that is, 99% of all Jews around the world have this problem. Everybody relies on Mechiras Chametz. Not only that, I saw Rabbi Ribiak has a new Hilchos Pesach book, and he spends two pages saying that even if you're going to be machmir to get rid of all your real Chametz, but don't be so machmir that you don't do a Mechiras Chametz. Because you might have Chametz. And Rabbi Miller Shlita mentioned that also today. So everybody does a Mechiras Chametz. Everybody should do a Mechiras Chametz. If that's so, so then there's some room that you're relying on what heter, not to do bedikah on. You should not only have to do bedikah's chametz on the four rooms that you're going to have for Pesach, even the fifth one as well. You're selling the garage, you put all your chametz in the garage, you should have to do bedikah there as well. So that's a fascinating problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes?
Let's say you do bedikah. So what do you do then? Then you found chametz, you have to...
Right. So what you would have to do is label every single bit of chametz and know exactly which is chametz and what is not chametz. Do you want to do that through the whole garage? Or what do? You take your leftover mishloach manos, you throw it in the garage. You're not going to check the whole garage. Which paint is chametz, which paint is not chametz? Let me decide whether paint is chametz, whether it's royal achilas kelev. Presumably it's not. But no one does that, right? Oh. So says the Mishnah Berurah zeh. Ule inyan, three lines in. Everybody knows the Makor Chaim is no one less than the Nesivis. The Das HaMakor Chaim V'Achaye Odom Tzarech Levodkon Me'achar Shele'eis Ata. Le'eis Ata means right now. On the night of Bedikas Chametz, Hachadarim lo nimkaru. Yeah, we rely on the most lenient opinion in the Machlokis tour, Ravya. But that's only when the guys got it on the night of the Bedika. V'afil nimkaru nadayin lo hichsik b'hem anachri. V'gam ha-mafteach hu b'rshus b'alabais adayin. Om nom. B'tshuv as binyan olam cholek. The binyan olam disagrees. V'dayit ol de'ein tzvichem Bedika. And he holds no. The b'zeh atzmo shemochel emochel akum. Mekayim Tashbisu Ubiur. Tomorrow he's going to be Mekayim Tashbisu Ubiur because the guy's going to get it. V'lo gara mechametz. It's not going to be less chametz. Shemotze achar bedika. Shemeshar lemachol amachar veinu chuyil varikal. Hakol. Says the Binyan Olam a simple svara. The Binyan Olam says, just like the halacha is, that you don't have to do a bedika and get rid of the chametz that you're leaving for tomorrow to eat and to burn, so too, you're leaving it tomorrow to sell to the guy, and with that, you'll be Mekayim Mitzvahs Tashbisu. V'af bazeh be'eshe Mekayim Bedikah be'eshe hu mishayi le'edoch adorim l'machro l'machro l'akum. Even though those rooms are being left over, that's going to be fine. V'chein, b'tshuvas chsam sofer, and so too, that's a chsam sofer. Daito l'hokil, and of course, the Minyan Yisrael, as far as I know, I'm not aware of a single person that does bedikas in the room that they're selling to a guy. I'm not aware of anybody that does that. So minhag ha'olam is not like, these are giants, the chayoda, nesivis, minhag ha'olam is not that way. Rather, the minhag ha'olam is that the chsam sofer was meikel. V'chein b'tshuvas chsam sofer, daito l'hakol kishemekayim mitzvahs bedika b'shar chadorim. The mitzvah is his daito is lahakel, chem is sefer eshal avram, kosad the mistav lahakel, chem pashra minig, ayin sham. Ach, shetzarach lizar shi yivoyer be'eis ha-mechir, shemoch lo'ached v'chol chem et saninsa boy. But you have to make sure that you're spelling out that you're selling him the whole garage. Tov. Okay. Now here was one of the most earth-shattering lines that the Mishnah Berurah gave in all of Hilchos Chametz, that only became really earth-shattering in the last 20 years. And I have a raya from Rav Nissim Karelitz that's so. Skip the parentheses. Umikol makom. After ein limchos biyad hamekilim, hamocher biyom yud gimel shapir odif tfei. Nowadays, you go to the Rav, when I was a kid, didn't exist. I remember our Rav was a Talmud of the Ostrov Tzerebbe. I used to go as a child for Mechiras Chametz. It was a new thing. Then Rav Nissim Karelitz writes about, says in a shir about 5-6 years ago, that Mechiras Yud Gimel has become common in the last 15 years. He says the Chazon Ish generally didn't even do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. The only place in the Mishnah Berurah that I'm aware of that Mechiras Yud Gimel is mentioned is here. Nowadays you go to a Rav, and the Rav asks you, do you want to do a Mechiras Yud Gimel and Mechiras Yud Dal, or a Mechiras Yud Dal? Why did the Mishnah Berurah mention Mechiras Yud Gimel? So he's quoting from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, we have it photocopied. No longer do we have to guess. We have it somewhere here. The Chasam Sofer is the Eitza of Mechiras Yud Gimel. Let's take a look. Is it there? I hope it's there. I once saw it here. Yeah. It's here? Great. After the Beis Yosef. Givaldik. Before the Minchas Chinuch, right? Yeah. Tshuva Kuf Lamid Aleph. Misha Mocher Chemtso Legoy. Erev Pesach. Our Shaila, does he need to do Bedika? So he says, the following. He says that there's room to be Mekel. As we quoted from the Chasam Sofer in the Mishnah Berurah, four lines in. V'kivan sha'cheder tzarech b'dika al kapanim, u'bizman sha'b'dika shu'u orlu yudalu odenu b'yodo, v'idei ha'maske, al-kein ha'chivu ha'maske, lo'tzei ha'bayis. V'ein adom enami la yotzei me'abayis, v'ein nichas ha'bayis ha'cher klal, sha'af al-pi sh'goy nichnas b'bayis ha'zoche, b'chomet sh'chayev livdok tov shol shim yom, hosam nehi sh'ein al-abayis chi b'dika sh'ray goy nichnas b'socho. Mikol mokom chiv al karkafta de gavrahu. I'll explain what that means shortly. Here's the psak of the Chasam Sofer. He says over here, there shouldn't be a chiyuv bedika because the guy's going to go into the house. And on the individual, there is no chiyuv. Shere mekayim mitzvahs bedika b'shar chadarim. Les din v'les dayan sheyetzarech bedika. He says there's no reason to do a bedika at all. Now I'm scanning quickly. I paused for a moment because I'm trying to see if the Chasam Sofer himself mentioned the Eitza of Mechiras Yud Gimel. I don't see that he mentioned the Eitzah Mechiras Yud Gimel here. But the Chasam Sofer says that the bottom line is that there's no reason for him to need to do Bedikah. Now let's go back to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying when he says, Mikol makom, af de'ein limchos b'yada mekilim, hamocher b'yom Yud Gimel, shafir adif tfei. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? So I thought that the Mishnah Berurah is saying the following. There's a machlokis achronim. Whether you need to check the room that you're selling on the night of the 14th. If you want to be machmir against the Chasam Sofer, number one, ein limchos b'yad ha'makilim. You could follow the Chasam Sofer. And if you want to be, do even better, then do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. That's what it seemed to me all the years, is a simple pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Now before we go on, let's just analyze what the Chasam Sofer said. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know why I'm makel? The reason why I'm makel over here is because this guy has taken care, you and I, have taken care of both problems on the night of the 13th when we do Bedikas Chametz. Number one, we're not going to be over the Isser Chametz because we will have sold it to a guy. And number two is that the Chiyuv Bedika you're doing on the other four rooms. Take a look again at the Chsam Sofer's words. The Chsam Sofer says, 10 lines in, there isn't a chiyuv on the home. According to the Ravya, there is a chiyuv a karkafta de gavra. However, in our case, he was already yotze his chiyuv bedika. And then the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, and if you want to be machmir against the Chsam Sofer and do a Mechiras Yud Gimel on that room, that's how I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah, then in such a case, number one, Ein lo imchos b'yadam akilim, you could follow the Chsam Sofer stam, the Hakil Lagamri. But if you're worried that the Chayyadam, the Nesivis, are all Machmir, do Mechiras Yud Gimel. That's how I read the Mishnah Berurah. Absolutely.
The most Machmir would be to do.
The most Machmir would be that the individual would have a Chiyuv of Bedika on the rooms that he's selling to the guy the next day. The Eitza of the Chsam Sofer says no need to do that at all. Like the Binyan
no
on. On those rooms at all.
On those rooms
you're selling. But the Chsam Sofer says black on white that there's a Chiyuv Bedika, a Karkafta de Gavra. Every person has a Chiyuv Bedika, man and woman. Right? No difference, man and woman.
Which doesn't differentiate on where the Bedika is.
Oh, right. The Chsam Sofer doesn't say where you have to. So this guy, wait, before we get to Mechiras Gimel, so this guy is doing everything that he needs to do by doing a bedika on the night of the 13th and making sure on the four rooms, the fifth room he doesn't do a bedika on, and he makes sure that he's not going to be over by selling it to the guy. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, but you know what? At the end of the day, the Chayei Adam and the Nesivis said you really have to do Bedika on the night of the 14th. And therefore he says, I'll give you the Eitz of Mechiras Yud Gimel.
So that's not Chumrah, that's Eitz Adif. Adif means it's better than Chumrah. Chumrah means that there's something.
Let's read the words together so we make sure we're talking about the same words. So Mishnah Berurah concludes two lines before the end of Taf Lamed Vav. According to the way I'm reading, means not to be mocha for those who are makil not to do the bedika on the four rooms and not in the fifth room. It would be even better to do it to do a mechira on the 13th.
It's not saying it's a chumrah, it's saying that it's best.
It's better. It's not the best. The best would be to do bedika even on that room. But that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even entertain. He says that the minhag ha'olam has been to be made.
He's reading for mechiras gimel as a chumrah on top of the mechira bedika on the rest of the room.
And it's only in this particular case.
Only in the room that it's that one
scene. Exactly. That's the critical point. Hence, the Piskei Tshuvos is mefurish like my reading. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuvos towards the end. Quoting from our Sif in Shulchan Aruch, beginning with the language of the Piskei Tshuvos. We see the importance of chiyus chametz. In other words, that we saw that there are some opinions who say even if a guy is going to go in, and a person can't remove himself from that chiyuv. Shari chayevo livdok es beis nachri afim al yehudi lo yesham klal bepesach. If a person is renting from a guy and a guy is not going to be in that house, he for sure has to do a bedika. Ulekamadeos afim a goye bedira ahi bepesach. And even if the guy is going to be there on Pesach, the Rav Yosem komachum tzarech bedika. Val kein elu anosim mi beisam umisachsonim bepesach etzel acherim. Those travelers who are going to somebody else's house, kigon bonim nisuim anosim lahoreim lemeshach kol yimei Pesach, like children that go to their parents, umochrim bemechiras chametz lenachrias kol adira utchulasa. Val yedei ze mafkim atzma mechiu bedikas chametz lo tov elsim ve'ein al pi haTorah. It's not correct. El yeshan leshayer lepachos cheder echad bibeisam, but they should leave one room in their home. Notice the Piskei Tshuvos makes no mention of doing mechiras yud gimel. No mention of doing Mechiras Yud Gimel. I have a friend of mine who was my Chavrusa many years ago, Rav David Gottlieb, who sent me that he listened to the Shir, and he sent me that Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Shmeitzer de Moshe, he thought seemed to say not that way. He seemed to say that you could rely on Mechiras Yud Gimel. So I told Rav David that I didn't agree with that reading of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But I must concede that in the world out there, there are many people who don't take the approach that I just took. And they read the Mishnah Berurah differently. And they read the Mishnah Berurah as saying that, let's go back. Let's read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Let's do everything inside. The Mishnah Berurah said, "Umikol makom after ein limchos biyad hamikilim hamocher biyom yud gimel shafir adif tvei." That the Mishnah Berurah is going all the way back, and he's saying that even the binyan olam, who's of the opinion that as long as the Jew is not going to have the chametz on the 14th, you could be mekel, like the binyan olam. And therefore, if you follow binyan olam, ein limchos. Yet the best eitzah is to do mechiras yud gimel. And that's how Rav Miller Shlita told me he read the Mishnah Berurah. That the Mishnah Berurah is not commenting on the position of the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says, you don't even have to check the rooms that you're selling. He's commenting on the position of the Binyan Olam, and it's true that the Binyan Olam says that if at the end of the day the Goy is going to have the Chametz on Pesach, we're Meiko, and therefore you don't need to do a Bedika at all. Umikol Makom, after in Limchos Biyana Makilim, who say that as long as at the end the Goy is going to have the Chametz, you don't need to do a Bedika. But to sell it on Yud Gimel is still better. Hence the common custom today, which disturbs me, and Rav Nissim Karelitz pointed out that it was not common once upon a time, this new approach of suggesting Mechiras Yud Gimel for those who are traveling. I don't know. There are many who read the Mishnah this way. Once upon a time, I didn't even understand at all where it was coming from. At least now I know where they're coming from. They read the Mishnah Berurah this way. It doesn't seem to me to be the pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah. L'anias daiti, emphasis on anias. And that is because the Mishnah Berurah, the line before, quoted a Chassam Sofer in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, and clearly the Mishnah Berurah likes the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer is clear, where the Chassam Sofer says that the Chiyuv Bedika is the Chiyuv Akarkafta de Gavra. And therefore you're not, as the Piskei Tshuvos pointed out, you're not allowed to be Mafkia yourself from the Chiyuv Bedika. And therefore, it would seem to me the correct way of reading the Mishnah Berurah, I throw out there, is that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, after in Limchos Mi'anami Kilim, he's talking about the particular Shaila that he had raised about someone who sells a room. Does he have to do on that Bedikah on that room? And on that, he says, Ein limchos b'yadam ekilim, you don't have to do bedikah on that room. But if you want to be yotze all the days, then you have mechiras yugimel. But to say that when the Mishnah Berurah said that mechiras yugimel adif tvei, it's the best thing. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting that anybody that does the mechiras yugimel doesn't have to do bedikas chametz. That to me is a tremendous chidush, which is hard for me to believe that that was the Chavetz Chaim's kavana to say adif tvei when the Chassam Sofer said the exact opposite. That the Chavetz Chaim would say adif tvei, that sounds to me to be a little bit of a chidush. But I must concede that there are many rabbanim that are greater than me that have read the Mishnah Berurah that way. Many years ago, when I was bothered by this, I discussed with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and he clearly said, as I just said it, that the suggestion of Mechiras Yugimel was not a suggestion in terms of getting out of Mechiras Bedikas Chametz, as the Piskei Tshuva says it, but I think he read the Mishnah Berurah the way I just read, and that is that the Mishnah Berurah is responding to that above position. There's one more question, though, that one needs to ask. L'chura, the Binyan Olam, makes a lot of sense. According to the way some Rabbanim are learning, really, Mikra D'dina, we pass like the Binyan Olam. And that is, if you know that a guy is going to have your chametz, you don't need to do bedika. Except, there's so many who disagree, so we have Bechiras Yugimel. Before we go on, to try to understand the other position, which I think is the correct position, let's just translate in very, very practical halach l'maisa terms the way I understood from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita what seems to me to be correct in the reading of the Mishnah Berurah, and compare that also to what some other rabbanim are suggesting. Halach l'maisa. If somebody is traveling before Pesach, let's say Pesach, that's not this year, but for convenience sake, let's just say that Seder is Wednesday night. Sunday night, they're traveling from Yerushalayim. They're going to arrive in New York on Monday morning. And they have a home in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. So then, in such a case, if they're able to do a bedika on Sunday night without a bracha, l'niyaz daiti, then that's the best thing, even though they're going to be selling chametz to the guy, and really they could sell their whole house, but what they should do is leave one area and do a bedika on that one area that's clean from chametz. Laniyaz daiti, you be yotze all the deos in such an instance. If for whatever reason that's difficult, so then there's another option, even according to our approach. And that is, the night of the 13th, where are you going to be? Maybe you could do a bedika there. You could sell your whole home in Yerushalayim. There isn't, according to our position, a chiyuv that you do a bedika like you raised before in a particular place. You don't have to do it in a particular place. But you do the bedika, you could be yotze it, on the night of the 13th. And then, you get even better, you get the bracha. Matov manoim, you get the bracha too. However, there's one shaila, and that is the home that you own in Yerushalayim. So that home is yours. That's for sure your chiyu bedika. What about when you're going to your parents or your in-laws? Maybe it's not your chiyu bedika. So that the Piskei Tshuvas raises over here on page, we photocopy this, on page Chaf, where he raises a question in such an instance, what you should do. So therefore, l'niyaz daiti, the simplest thing is for a person to do bedika the night before on a small area, but bottom line, like the Chassam Sofer said, chiyuv akarkafta de gavra. Mefurish in the Chassam Sofer. If a person's going to a hotel, so then it's a little bit less of a shaila than your parents or in-laws. Because if you're going into a hotel, you rent the room. If you're there the night before, so then you can make a bracha l'chura, you can make a bracha on the room, and biyotze the chiyuv bedika there, and then you don't have to worry about doing anything in Yerushalayim, you don't have to pick up a broom, check, you don't have to... What's that? Check with a flashlight, correct. The Piskei Tshuva's quotes that the Kinyan Torah, Shas V'Tshuva's Kinyan Torah, most hold like what I just said, on page Chaf in the Piskei Tshuva's, but Shas V'Tshuva's Kinyan Torah says, no, even your hotel room you don't entirely own. The hotel has partial ownership. So that gets involved in halachas of schirus, etc., which is beyond our scope, but it seems to be that the majority of opinions would say that you could do that. But, again, if a person holds that the Kinyan Torah is right, then, in such a case, then what he should do is do bedika in Yerushalayim the night before his flight, and then do bedika then. However, if you take the other way, where I've seen many rabbonim saying, someone says, tells the Rav, I'm not going to be home for Pesach. So the Rav says, okay, so do a mechiras yugimel, and then you'll be potter from bedika. So according to that position, no problem, it doesn't matter where you're going, all you have to do is go through the legality, you yotzei the chiyuv. You got through the legal, you got the legal loophole. Again, I find a little bit mechudish. No one would say that my shita is wrong, right? My shita is not wrong. Just a question of whether their shita is wrong. Now, no one would say that it's wrong to do bedika. It's not even shayla bracha levatal, because it's not. It's a night of the 12th, the 11th, the 10th. And if it's a night of the 14th, according to everybody, you make a bracha. No one would say that there's a problem. So my shita, I don't think, has any downside to it, except it's not good for very lazy people. That's the only downside. Now, Mirtzei Hashem, tonight in Musar and Chasidus, I'll discuss why that's so central in Avodas Hashem of Pesach, how it's connected to the Avoda of Pesach. But let me just explain the halacha and lomdus. Now, let's get the lomdusha underpinning behind the halacha, Linnaeus Deit. There is a famous chakira about the mitzvah of Tashbisu. I photocopied it for you in the Minchas Chinuch. Reb Chaim has the same chakira in much more complicated terms. I have a theory that quite a few of Reb Chaim's chakiras, the Minchas Chinuch's chakiras, reworked. Reb Chaim has quite a few. They say that Reb Chaim, there weren't many achronim that Reb Chaim used. Reb Chaim used, there are different gersos. What were the two achronim that Reb Chaim used? Kule Alma's mode, that one of them was Minchas Chinuch, and then there are other shitas, what the other achron is. But that's, as I heard from Rabbi Ganak years ago. The Minchas Chinuch mitzvah test in Tashbisu has a beautiful chakira. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Does the mitzvah need to be fulfilled bikum vaseh, that you have to actively destroy, or can you be mekayimit b'shev v'al tasa? The Minchas Chinuch connects us to famous vachleikis between Rashi and Taisus in terms of how you look at bittul, whether bittul is a kima tashbisu or not. If you hold that bittul is a kima tashbisu, so then you don't have to do it b'kum vaseh. If you hold bittul is not a din in tashbisu, so then in such a case, that's because mitzvah of tashbisu is you have to actively destroy. Bittul is not actively destroying. Ayin sham in Minchas Chinuch. The most practical nafkamina is, do you need to buy chametz before Pesach? Do you need to buy chametz before Pesach to destroy if you don't have any? If you hold kumah say, then you have to. If you don't, no. Tov. Laniyas daiti, the pshat in the halacha, is that not only is the mitzvah of tashbisu mitzvah bekum vaseh, but even the takana of bedika was also a takana to do bekum vaseh. You got to get up and do it. No excuses by going through a legal loophole to get out of it, according to this way of reading the Mishnah Brura and Mefurish in the Chassam Sofer. Im kainim advarim, so then that is the pshat, why the Chassam Sofer said that bedika is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra, and every single man and woman has a mitzvah midrabanan to do bedika. And then I found a small smach to this in the Rishonim. If you take a look at the Me'iri, I have the Me'iri photocopied right before, from Psachim Daf Beis, right before the Piskei Tshuvas, I would say 5, 10, 15, 20 lines in. First word on the line is Eitzim. Vahatora Amra. Read over the Meiri and tell me if you think I read it correctly. Vahatora Amra. Tashbisu b'chol dover shati yochel ashbiso. V'imkein ikar hakavana. Hu livdok acharav ulevaro. Ikar hakavana. Hu livdok acharav ulevar. The Iker Kavana of the Torah is the Torah wants you to search. Very simple. As they say in the Marines, to search and destroy. That's the Iker Kavana, Kavana Sakra. If that's so, that's the Iker Kavana Sakra. Maybe the Meiri is a source for what the Chassam Sofer was saying, that not only are there Rishonim all that Tashbisu is Bekum Vaseh, but also the Bedika. Chazal understood that that's the Ratzon HaTorah. Therefore, the Meiri says, we don't rely on Bittul. And Mirtz Hashem, in a short while, we'll pick up with the Chasidus of why that's so as well. We'll see that in Slonim, they explain this beautifully as well, why the Chiyuv is to actively do Bedika. But Ad Kan, Divrei HaLacha, and it would seem to me that according to Chassam Sofer, one should not try to abdicate one's responsibility for the Chiyuv Bedika. It would seem to me that Mechiras Yud Gimel, even though there were are people who seem to suggest it, it would Lanias Daiti, Mechiras Yud Gimel is not, according to the way we read the Mishnah Berurah, there's no makar in the Mishnah Berurah to say that Mechiras Yud Gimel is mafkia the Chiyuv Bedika. Even if there is a way of reading the Mishnah Berurah that way, there's no makar that is the Lechatchila, Shebe Lechatchila. While it would seem to me, and by the way, if you read Alech Sam Sofer, you could fight with me a little. I'm making a couple of assumptions over here, but Lania's Daiti, it seems to me be correct, that if you read Alech Sam Sofer, what comes out is Alech Sam Sofer holds that the ideal thing is for everybody to do a Bedika, and then it's connected also to what the Avodas Hashem of Pesach is as well. Ad Kan, the halachas for travelers.